And good evening and welcome in to Saint Sports Weekly. I'm John Roberts, sitting in for John Kane tonight. John's going to be joining us in just about an hour with the first game of our high school basketball coverage for the 23-24 season. He'll be out at Addison High School, where the Hudson Tigers take on the Addison Panthers. But first, we're in studio here with Coach Fred Smith. Good evening, Coach.
Hey, it's always good to be with the mayor himself.
No, I'm not the mayor. I'm married to the...
yeah, that's true. I got to admit. Well, maybe the mayor's assistant.
The city commissioner. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, not quite the mayor, no.
Not quite.
But no, that's above her pay grade, too. So.
Yeah, but you guys have done a lot for the community, John.
Well, I appreciate that.
So much.
Yep, thank you. And tonight we're going to focus on the Saints men's volleyball program as the topic for our show.
Well, it's going to be a great night because men's volleyball, back when we started it, God, I don't know how many years ago when Coach Watkins was there, I was shocked at how athletic and what a different game it is. And I enjoyed it so much. And we have a new coach this year, John, that came in last summer, former player, Parker Sanj, is here tonight. Did I do that all right?
You did it pretty well.
Not bad. When your last
name signs with an I,
yeah.
Usually is how we.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Your name is Smith. You don't worry about that too much. But Parker, tell our audience about yourself a little bit.
So I graduated from Siena Heights back in 2018, and I originally actually went for cross country and track. Mm-hmm. Had a little injury. And then came back and with Kim Barrington, who's the women's coach, came in and did both. I met her. She's a longtime friend of my family's. And I kind of made the decision I'm gonna go back to volleyball. I've been around volleyball 28 years now because I was after I was born, I was in the gym pretty much right away because my dad was been coaching, reffing, playing long time. Mom played, stuff like that. So we've just kind of grown into it and then just kept building from it.
So you got involved in the men's program. So where are you from originally, Coach?
Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
Yep.
So you said you got hooked up, you knew Coach Barrington. How did you?
So my dad knew her back when she coached at Concord. My dad was at Tri-State.
No kidding.
Yeah. So my dad was the coach back there from 80. So I'm back 85. Five-ish to about 92-3-ish.
Right.
I'm going to get a text later saying that I got that wrong.
I'll be doggone.
So, yeah, he was there back there. He started actually the men's program at Tri-State back in the late 80s, early 90s.
What a pioneer. I mean, back then, you know, obviously the old IUPU Fort Wayne certainly had a very strong program and whatnot. So you came, you said, you went to high school at
Concord High School.
Concord. Oh, God, that's right. I saw that on your on your thing. So when you left Siena, what was your degree in?
My degree is in digital media.
Ah.
So film photography, editing, and stuff like that. So, but I kind of did that because I like doing that stuff.
Right.
About halfway through my volleyball career, I decided that I was going to go into coaching.
Right.
And so I found a path into coaching.
So. Right. So when you left Siena, and did you coach at over across town right away, or?
No, I went to Olivet High School, coached high school for 2 years, and then right before the pandemic hit, we parted ways, and then I moved on to just coaching club and working, and then I got there was a job difference between, or the men's coach left, so they flipped the assistant to the men's job at Adrian College, and I applied for it and offered within a week because they needed a coach. It's like in September, so they already started their preseason. So
you know, I also noticed you have a volleyball club that you started or something you developed at Concord. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so my parents and I, both, all three of us kind of worked together. The club was started back in the early 2000s, and then kind of dissipated for a little bit. Then as my sister grew up, they kind of rekindled it, and then that was kind of my key into coaching. I started coaching there my junior, senior year at Siena, and then just have been coaching ever since. Now being in men's season, it's kind of during that same time. The men's team is going to take more priority now.
And we're going to get a chance to talk about and with a couple of your guys who are here tonight. But what did you learn in your few years with Coach Barrington? How did that help prepare you?
Oh, she prepared us to do a lot. One of the biggest things, even now when I play regularly, is that chaos happens. Right. And how prepared are you for chaos? And volleyball itself is a lot of chaos. And how can you keep a mental focus? How can you make adjustments fast? It's kind of the biggest thing that I'm developing. And the biggest thing that I'm trying to get even my guys to understand is that, like, it's okay for things to be a little weird. It's just about how can we recover? How can we stay focused? How can we reset ourselves? That's the biggest thing that I've built from Kim and continuing to build in my play and even working with a lot of my players.
You know, and one thing that Coach Barrington does, she just does it everywhere, is that she builds great programs. And you can see that back in the early, mid-90s when she won a WAC championship in women's volleyball Concordia, back when Concordia won nothing. Mm-hmm. And then obviously her 20 years at Eastern and whatnot, and what she did here for both the men's and women's program. So talk about where the team is at now. Last year, the guys played hard, but were a little undermanned. They didn't have a ton of depth. But talk about some of the changes you've made since July and some of the recruiting and just the whole nine yards about the program.
Yeah, so we had four freshmen come in. I called all of them and asked them, like, hey, why are you still coming to Siena? What's the difference? Because obviously your coach that recruited you left. And they all said it was the guys. It was the school. It was about them. And that, to me, gave me the, oh, great, this is going to be a good group. They have the right mindset. They're all there for together. Because that's what we had when we were there.
Yes.
When I played, we would go hang out all the time. We would do things together. These guys love hanging out with each other. And that's the best part. We have little things we have to learn in the gym, little technique stuff, and more ball, like learning how to play the ball and different things like that. Just little things. But this team has that ability to come in. They just have to. We're just ready to work.
Seems like you got good size just looking at your roster.
Yeah, we're tall too. So we're tall, athletic. A lot of, even in so far our conference, we've had a couple conference scrimmages and people are impressed with the size already. They already see a little bit of improvement from a couple teams that have made the conference tournament the last year. So they know that they're in the right direction. They're not going to be honest about, I think they're a little scared of us. I think they're not ready for how good we should be. But they're tall.
So talk about, your team and, is there just about the individuals who you got coming back, the freshmen, et cetera?
Yeah, so we our starting libero is coming back in Jake Kisner, our starting middle in Rossi, who's here, our starting middle right side, Jacob Pickett, who's been here, he's on his fifth year, and then our starting outside, Mark, he's returning for his fifth year. Incoming freshman, we have a 6'7 kid from Denmark who's going to be playing middle for us. Really, really good athletic kid. He's a little bit older, so he's got a lot of experience. We have another outside coming in, or came in as a freshman. He's a little bit older too, from Columbia, who can jump out of the gym, hit the ball real hard. And then we have a lot of people filling in that can come in and play whatever position they're ready to go. We have a junior, Fran, who's been getting better in the gym, competing, helping with a little bit of translation because with their Colombian, he sometimes is a little bit of a language barrier. So he he kind of helps with that. So he's doing a great job of he's turning into that junior leader. We also are returning our starting setter, Zach, who's also here. He, really good setter, was a freshman, was the setter of the year as a freshman in the WAC, and is pushing himself to make sure that he can compete with that again. So,
right. So within the league now, how many teams do we have in the WAC?
Nine.
And that includes a couple Indiana?
Yes, nine maybe, and we're moving to 10.
Wow.
So we're growing. because Rochester just said that they're announced volleyball for the 24-25 season.
Can you believe that? I mean, think about your dad. You talk about your father.
Yeah.
He must love it. The growth of collegiate volleyball at the small college level is amazing.
And he just loves the growth of the game. He's been around it longer, and he was originally from California, so the growth has just been expanding out here, and he's been keeping track of it. Yeah, he loves it. He's a little mad at me that he can't ref our games because he refs at the side, but he definitely is very excited for how big, because even the MIAA with Adrian is adding men's volleyball, so they've had more teams at it, so there's more teams in this area.
See, when we first started years ago, long even before you, we were buses were going to Chicago and to Iowa about every other weekend, you know.
Oh, we still are now because now everyone close to us is in our conference.
Right, right. Who were the powers in the conference last year?
Last year was Indiana Tech and Lourdes.
Right.
They tied for first, right, for in season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they tied for first. So they and then they shared the conference, and then Indiana Tech won the conference tournament. So those are probably our top teams. Lourdes has been a top team
for a while,
since I started playing, even before that. There's a lot of teams that are unknown. I know Lawrence Tech has made some moves.
Yes.
Jacob Page has made a great program up there. Mount Vernon has made some improvements in looking to compete this year. So there's a lot of there's a lot of other teams that have either new rosters or anything like that. So those are conference kind of open. In my opinion, everyone's ready to battle. So,
have they done a preseason poll in your league yet?
Not yet. Okay. Probably won't get to that till we get back from Christmas break.
Now, men's volleyball. The women's volleyball plays in the fall. Men's volleyball usually plays in the winter, spring.
Yes.
So your season goes from first matches in February, first, second of February, I believe, and the national tournament's usually mid, late April?
Second week of April.
Yep. So,
third, fourth week of April, The second week is our conference.
So what are your goals as a first-year head coach? I mean, have you talked much about goals with your guys yet?
Or? Yeah, so the biggest goal that I've gotten from them is they want to make the conference tournament, and then they want to win the conference tournament. They want to prove themselves. They feel a little disappointed in last year. They feel like they could have done better. And so they're coming ready to fight, and they're coming ready to bring us back to where Siena has been. And we've always, since Kim's came in, we've been in the conference tournament.
Right.
So last year was just a little bit disappointing for them, and so they're coming back.
It was a little bit of an outlier. I think we had seven straight either 500 or above seasons, but there was there's no secret. There was not a lot of depth on the team. Where do you think your strengths are? Or do you even know what your
our strength is our offense right now.
Right.
I know that these guys could run whatever play I put them in front of them, and they could put a ball away. Zach Setter can put the ball where they need it to be, and that's where our biggest strengths are, is our offense right now. And serving and stuff like that, but we're getting better in defense and in our serve receive. But our offense is, when it's clicking, it's clicking.
What do you see your biggest challenges of as Coach Roberts and I, we've been around these coaching for a long time, but moving over that 18 inches to the head coach, what is, do you think, your biggest challenge of being the head coach?
My biggest challenge will just be reminding myself that I'm in charge of more people and I'm the head of the program. Being the assistant last 2 years, like, you don't really realize that. You kind of keep moving along and doing the thing and doing all the little things that the assistant or the head coach needs. Now I need to figure out what I need with my assistant, what they need to do, and I have those backgrounds. But that's going to be the big thing, is realizing that I'm in charge of a group of human beings that are ready to compete, and when is it going to be, all right, release the hounds and go and stuff like that. So.
Who have you have helping you this year?
We're still looking as an assistant right now. It's kind of open. So I've got a couple phone calls this week actually to figure that out. But it's just me right now. So.
Right. All right, sounds good.
John, you have anything? Yeah, I know.
Have one question. I've been kind of following along the discussion, and I looked at your roster, and obviously, high school boys volleyball is not a sport here in Michigan. It is a thing that is growing at the mm-hmm. club level. And I noticed your roster, you do have one player listed from Michigan. I'm assuming he came from a club program?
Yes.
Or do they have a team at his school that competes with other teams non-MHSAA at this
point? So he started playing at Michigan Elite.
Okay.
The club program out of Livonia or their other is in Plymouth. Those have two facilities.
Okay.
That's where he started playing. High school in general is growing. We're at 54
yes.
schools.
I do. You're really in.
Yeah. I know Adrian just added a program last year or the year before.
That's
so
awesome.
It
yeah.
started out west in the Grand Rapids area, and mm-hmm. it's continuing to move over here. We're finally filling in some schools on the east side of the state. But, yeah, it's huge right now.
And I believe here it's a spring sport for the boys because
yep.
the girls are in the fall, obviously.
So we'll start about February, mm-hmm. end of February, and get done about June-ish, right before
yeah.
that. And
okay.
then they'll go back to club.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they're on a totally different cycle than girls are
yes.
because of the club and the travel and all that stuff. Okay. Yeah, I was curious about that. I saw the one young man from Grosse Pointe Woods, and I thought, oh, well, we're making some inroads into Michigan now. And that it's good. As a former athletic director, I like seeing that because it's another opportunity for boys in high school to get another chance to represent their school. And I like that it's in the spring because you might get some basketball players
yeah.
that play basketball in the winter and volleyball and, some of those taller guys.
Yes.
And you always like those taller
oh, yeah.
guys, I'm sure.
I actually just came back from a recruiting trip down to Chicago. There was 800 teams there. And
wow.
10 were from Michigan.
Okay.
Three from different clubs. So it was really – it was awesome because when I played, I played a team in Indiana. Like
sure.
I played for a team in Indiana. And
right.
in fact, there's Michigan teams at an 800 team with giant facility.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a growing sport in Michigan. I would predict probably within 5 years, I would bet it'll be an MHSA sport in the springtime for boys.
Well, one of the things that would be maybe advantageous for you as you're growing as a young coach would be to develop camps and clinics for young people. Because one of the things, I had three daughters and, I tried to help them. But I struggled with in ever playing volleyball was the arm swing.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
technique of
the timing and technique.
Hitting the ball,
and yeah.
And like anything else, I bet it's something you have to teach and learn early.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It is a skill that you need to teach. Guys are a little bit easier right now because they're eager to learn. They're like, I want to learn this
right.
sport. So they pick
sure.
up on it real quick. But when they get that arm swing down, they can use their – they sometimes they look like baseball pitchers with how
yeah.
strong their arms are.
Yeah, I got to tell just one quick story before we go to commercial. But I had my she's now 9, granddaughter a couple years ago, so it wasn't in the past few years. We made a mistake of sitting in the end zone bleachers in a volleyball game, and man, did the balls come flying.
They come flying at you.
And
yeah.
the serves were even, it was like, how you watch football on a end zone camera and you watch these serves come over, the jump serves. Man, it's an extraordinarily skilled sport, and I tell people, it used to be, and again, I've been away from Siena, and I'm still there, but I mean around the athletic department. Early on, we had a real big crowd of men's volleyball fans. I think they really love the game. I don't know if that has that continued. Do we have a group of students that have come over and watched because it's such an exciting sport?
It's gone up and down.
Right.
Definitely with Siena and how the sports work. If you go to support the teams,
yeah,
they'll come and support
you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, but no, I'm hoping to bring in a crowd because with like I said, this group of guys is good and they're exciting to watch, and so hopefully we can get a crowd into our gyms.
It's so funny, John, when you go to these watch the guys play, their own team cheering sections are amazing. Watching it is so cool.
That's awesome.
But man, it's great to have you, Parker. We wish
yeah,
you
thanks
luck
for having
for
me.
Sure, man.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. We'll do some sponsor shots and pay some bills here, and we'll be right back to talk more men's volleyball right here on Saints Sports Weekly.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. I'm John Roberts, filling in for John Kane this evening, joined along with Coach Fred Smith, and we're talking men's volleyball tonight, Saint style, and we have a couple of the team members here with us. So, Coach, if you want to take it away.
Well, first, you know, one of these guys we've had on 3 years in a row. I think he's a Saint Sports Weekly regular now, Zach Tucker. But both you guys, first introduce yourself and where you're from.
I'm Zach Tucker. I'm a junior setter from Chesapeake, Virginia. If you know Virginia Beach, Virginia, town right next to it. And, I got some family in Toledo and in Ida, Michigan, and that's me.
I'm Ross I. Bailey from Columbus, Ohio. And I play middle.
All right. Rossi, since you're the kind of the rookie here, though you're a senior, how long have you been a senior? No, you're a junior.
I'm a senior.
Senior, yeah. I had my eyes dilated today. I went to the eye doctor. I shouldn't drive in the road. So how long have you been at Siena?
I've been at Siena all 4 years, but last year was like my breakout season where I got my opportunity to really play and stuff like that.
So did you play club volleyball? Club volleyball down at Columbus, or was it high school volleyball? Both.
We had both. I started out with high school volleyball. My friends were starting to like. I was on the track team at first. I did the hurdles and short distance sprints, but my friends started to do other stuff, and I wanted to be with them. So I said, "Why not?" And A few years into that, my coach told me that a lot of kids were going to college for volleyball and they're throwing money at kids. So I took that opportunity and I tried reaching out to some club teams. I played at Advancement Academy A Square in Olentangy, Ohio, is where it's located.
Yeah. So how did you hear about Siena?
Towards the end of my senior year club season, Barrington came and talked to me at a Cincinnati tournament. And she, her and Chuck gave me an offer to come to play here.
Oh, that's awesome. So what are you studying there at Siena right now?
I'm an exercise science major right now. I plan on going into massage therapy afterwards and then hopefully further things after that.
Well, so that's extraordinary. Are you on schedule to graduate?
Yeah.
Good. And so many people now. John, we've talked in the show.
Yes, we have.
With this 5-year COVID thing, we've had so many guys. Have you thought about staying an extra year?
I don't have the opportunity to, but I did think about it. Right. If I did, I probably would, honestly, just because I didn't play as long as I wanted to.
Right.
So just to get more touches and stuff like that. But honestly, I'm not mad at it. It's like I'm glad I had the experience I had here. And I've grown as a player while I was here. So
you talk about last year was your breakout year. Tell the audience about that. What happened that was different?
I got the opportunity to really show that I can make a difference for my team, even though we didn't have the season that we wanted to. I feel like our connection and our vibe as a whole team grew. Like,
closer.
Yeah, we just got closer, honestly. Last year, we went into the season with a mindset of changing the culture as a team. And I feel like we made strides towards that this year, too.
So have you always been a middle?
Yeah, I've always been a middle hitter, middle blocker. Yeah, that setting looks fun and outside hitter looks amazing, but like at some point being a middle just became like my passion, I would say. When I was in high school, I played right side for a little bit, and then when all the big kids left, I was the tallest kid left, so I had to move to middle. But like it definitely became my passion, I would say.
When you said, switching back to exercise science, was that something that you were thinking about when you got to Siena, did you have any idea what you wanted to study?
When I first got to Siena, I was a business major.
Got it.
And then I would say probably like 2 weeks into doing some of the business classes, I realized that it wasn't really for me. And I always thought about like something in like medical or exercise science field. So I just took the leap and chose to dive into that.
So when you got to Siena as a freshman, here you come from one of the biggest, fastest growing cities in really in the Midwest.
Yes,
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus,
right?
Ohio.
Yeah.
It's been huge. And then you come to Adrian, what I call, and I've lived here my whole life, so I'm not putting it down, but a two McDonald town, I call it, right? but we have two colleges, too. So how was that adjustment for you?
It was tough at first, especially because like the late night meals, if you want to go eat something in Columbus, there's always something open. It really is like like you said, two town McDonald or two McDonald town. But I would say that it's been easy to adjust, I guess. It's not very it's not home, but it's easy to make your home, I would say.
So when you came to the program 4 years ago, and now you're a senior, right?
Yeah.
And we have four freshmen coach talked about, squad. How, as a leader, can you help their transition? After now looking at you had to make that transition, what are some of the things that you try to do now as a leader or as somebody that's a role model for those young people?
One of the first things Coach Barrington told me when I got here was, be patient, your time will come. And over the 2 years that I waited, I learned that, yeah, your time will come if you work for it, and that while you're waiting for that, to have fun in the moment and just learn and explore what you can and not try to be mad or hold grudges on what you could have had and just move forward with what you do have. Right. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons I try to show every day, just smiling, get past the little mistakes, and just keep pushing forward.
Right. And you know, there's an old saying us coaches, try to get across to our players, and that is to make just a positive contribution to the team. It may sound pretty simple, right? But whatever that is, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever that is, and with 12 guys, you know, you know, coach is seeing a lot of everybody, so.
Yeah.
What do you think the strengths of this team is, and why will we have a better season this year?
I think some of our strengths is the work ethic. A lot of our guys, like even now, there's people in our group chat trying to find a way to play more volleyball today, even though we had a 6 a.m. practice earlier today. So I'd say like our work ethic is very, it's there for sure. You can see the drive in people's eyes. You can tell that these kids want to play volleyball and they want to make a difference right away. And then I would also say our strengths would be just like the team camaraderie, becoming a family. Like sometimes it's hard to go to a new place and feel comfortable with the people that you just met. But I think we do a good job becoming a brotherhood and becoming a family at Siena.
Yeah, that's easy to say that.
Yeah, it is easy to say.
And I think everybody is talking about that football game this weekend. And to me, you know, John and I have been around for so many years. We realize that it is what it is. It's just a game. People make it sound like it's a war.
Not life and death.
But it's a game, and it's something that we all enjoy. But, you know, one of the most touching things about that game was when the offensive guard, Zach Zinner, went down to see the whole Michigan team out on the field and players hugging. That's what family to me is. You could see they had that intangible. Not that certainly Ohio State, I'm sure, did too. Mm-hmm. The point is, though, is that's what I hope is happening over there. Three coaches in 3 years is not easy. I know we'll get to so you get, you know, how has the experience of playing with Coach been so far for you? What are some of the changes that you've seen do you think is a good thing?
Three coaches in 3 years is definitely a tough thing. One thing I've noticed through that experience is, like, you do tend to see some – what's the word I'm looking for? You do tend to see some, like, some things that come back, like, back and forth, like something that a coach will always try to teach you. But I think one thing that Parker's did a good job at teaching us and showing us is that, like, this is our team. And, like, if we do want the season to go the way that we want it to, it depends on how much work that we all plan on putting in on the court, off the court, in the classroom, and et cetera, like that.
Well, I think, you know, you bring up a good point there. A lot of times as coaches, we want our players to take ownership of the team and be a player-driven team in terms of leadership and handling issues and taking care of the locker room and all that kind of stuff. And I think anytime as a coach you see that your guys have that kind of culture where they look out for one another and they play together and they take care of one another, I think you always have a chance to have a successful season no matter what the sport is. So I think that's a great thing to hear that, you know, that's something that you guys are looking at and trying to do.
Thank you.
Well, listen, we enjoyed having you on, and I can't wait to get up there and watch you. And I don't know if we're going to do another commercial or you want to go right on over.
We can do whatever you want to do, Coach.
Well,
you tell me.
I imagine we can go right on over.
Okay. Let's get Zach on there. Yep.
Zach is the guy that had the big year as a freshman, and you were banged up last year, if I remember right. Didn't you get hurt last year?
I just had some minor aches with my knees. Yeah. That's really it. I never really can't really sit out. I'm the only setter, so right. I just gotta.
So are you the only setter on the team right now?
Yeah, that's like the one thing that we struggle to get is another setter.
Yeah,
but, you know, more reps for me. We're training another freshman to be
good.
Set right now, and he's doing pretty good.
Right, and because it is important whether we like it or not.
Oh yeah,
you see, like, and again, I always bring up. I'm not even a football coach like Coach Roberts, but I just love football. But it's kind of sad when somebody like the Cincinnati Bengals, they lose one guy, their season's over. Yeah. Really, and that's sad.
And the setter is the quarterback of the volleyball team.
And that's where, you know,
it's the parallel.
It really is. So have you always been a setter?
No, I was actually a middle.
I remember this story.
I was a middle when I first started. Oh, sorry, no, I was outside when I first started, and then I was pretty tall, and I became a middle. And then I went to one of the better clubs in Virginia, tried out. I set one ball. They were like, you look pretty athletic. Yeah, you're going to be a setter. So I made the ones team my first year playing at that club. Did not expect that at all, and I just kind of just watched the starting setter because he was actually a libero. So he goes to George Mason University in Virginia, and he plays libero there. But I was just watching him picking up on tendencies, good decisions from bad decisions in certain scenarios. And then my U-17 year, U-18 year, I got the starting job for a setter, and we were actually a really, really good club team.
So you've been a setter for about 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years, yeah.
Okay. What have you improved the most on in those 4 to 5 years?
I'd probably say consistency. It's one of the biggest things when setting is, can you give the guys the same ball every time? Because if you can put them in a rhythm, then some guys can just be dangerous. Rossi last year, Bethwar last game of the year, we lost, but Rossi had like a 600 hitting percentage, and it was just I found a rhythm, he found a rhythm, and we were just connecting. And once a setter and a hitter can do that, it's quite dangerous what can happen there in the games.
All right, so how about understanding of the game itself, the philosophy, has that changed much? Or
I would like to say I've always had a pretty good understanding of volleyball. I mean, I like to just analyze. Like, I watch a ton of volleyball. I watch international guys, the USA, the European teams. You know, I watch them all. So it's just kind of, I mean, I'm always watching and learning, and it's definitely developed. Like, you can pick up on some things. Like, I know sometimes I see some things faster than other people will see them, but I feel like that's just, I just study the game so much, and I love this game, and I'm always watching, so I'm always learning.
You know, we talked about your journey at Siena the last few years, but mm-hmm. let's just refresh our listeners to, again, you're from the Virginia Beach area.
Yep.
And how did you get to Siena?
So I was actually visiting Campbellsville University, and I think they're in Kentucky.
Yep.
And my mom, I was looking for schools close to family because I really didn't want to go too far away. I wanted to, you know, I was a little nervous leaving home. I was looking at schools. My mom actually mentioned Lourdes to me, and she was like, yeah, and my aunt actually graduated from there. And she was like, yeah, your Aunt Carrie went there, and you should take a look into it. I sent an email to him, never got an email back. And then about 3 days later, Kim Barrington sent me an email, said, when can we get you in? And I said, whenever. I got family close. So probably a week. Kim was pretty on top of it because that's when Keegan Crawford, I think is his last name, he was on his fifth or sixth year. So they really needed a setter, so she was quick on the recruiting process and got me in there. I loved the guys, and it was close to home, and I was like, everything fit right, and I was like, yeah, this is where I want to go.
We'll talk about this family and Ida and all this and how that connected.
So my stepmom was born in Ida. Her family, you know, Ida's a small town, so I don't know if you ever heard of the Zeilers. Probably not, but yeah, they're that's their family. My dad moved up there. I had a sister born in 2015, and they moved up there, wanted to take her to Ida, small town school, kind of expose her to some sports, and really just my dad doesn't really have too many connections. My dad went to Whitmer High School in Toledo.
Okay.
And but really it was just my stepmom. She brought everybody up here, wanted to play some sport. She really wanted to come back home. And my dad's dad wasn't doing the best at the time, so my dad was all for it. Spends more time with his dad, and so yeah, I mean, the rest is just history. They've been here ever since.
It's really unique how many we've had some, I think, women's volleyball players from Ida.
Yeah,
and just amazing. That's a heck of a
for a small town.
Yeah, especially in girls' good. Sports, basketball and softball and volleyball, always pretty competitive. That's for sure at Ida.
Yeah.
What are you studying, Zach?
Criminal justice. I am looking to go into CIA maybe when I get older, down the road. But I want to chase my dreams for a little bit, so I'll continue to do that.
I have a former basketball player, All-American Hall of Famer Steve Biggs. That was in the CIA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And in fact, he guarded. I remember the. Vice President Cheney, and I was teasing because remember Cheney accidentally shot himself.
Yeah,
blame it on him.
Yeah, I said, "Geez, Stevie," but no, that maybe hook you up with.
All right,
there you go.
And he's in San Diego. I think San Diego now. Okay. For a while, we didn't know what he was doing because
they can't talk much about what they do over there.
So that's did you know criminal justice was gonna?
No, I actually wanted to be a pilot. I did ROTC in high school, and something with aviation. I just find it like spectacular to me that things that heavy can go that fast and can, you know, just fly.
Miracle, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's just something that's always fascinated me. But it's real hard to find like Division I guys. Teams programs only have 4 scholarships, so not much money. So you're paying a lot out of pocket for your education. And my parents are divorced, so money was a struggle. So NAI has 8 scholarships with teams, so more money is involved there. And, you know, money talks for people in schools. Mm-hmm. And but, yeah, so it was hard to find an aviation program with an NAIA school. I think maybe one had it. And so I was just like, you know, I'll go the backup criminal justice. And I really fell in love with criminal justice and the whole sociology of it too. So
How was the adjustment for you moving up to Adrian?
It's cold here, that's for sure. Cold. There's not a lot of beaches here either.
You got to go ahead to the Great Lakes. Yeah, that's your best bet.
Yeah, there is a lot of lakes, though. I mean, you can. I like to fish, so you can just drive around and find a pond with some nice bass in there. But it's definitely cold. I'd probably say the biggest change, is just coming up where you don't really know anybody.
Right.
So except my family. So.
And how'd that go for you?
I feel like I acclimated to the team pretty well. I mean, my freshman year, we were a really close squad again. Last year we were close, but people were in different positions. So, and there was just some tension because we were losing. Nobody likes to lose.
Right.
So tension was created and frustration was happening. So it was just kind of like a domino effect. And towards the end of the year, we started to find a rhythm pick it up. We went five a couple of times, didn't win them.
We went five a lot.
Yeah, we didn't win them, but we were like it was a good
competitive match.
Yeah, and it was a good lead on into the okay, let's see what we got coming in for next year. So yeah.
So why do you think we're gonna contend this year?
I would probably just say the hunger is different this year. I feel like last year we were a bit nervous with the nine guys playing out of position. We were we had Jacob Pickett he'd been in the middle his whole life, and last year he was a pin he was on the outside or right side for the first time in his ever playing volleyball. So, and it was just a lot of, we had every freshman was playing, so it was a lot of inexperience mixed with frustration, guys out of position, so it was just a lot for the guys to deal with. But I feel like now that the guys have had a whole season Jacob had a whole season last year to adjust to the right side position, so he'll do a lot better, and we'll just do a lot better as a team, knowing that we want to win. We did not like the look of second or third to last in the conference last year, and we'll know when the preseason poll comes out, we'll probably be down there, but it's just we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder, and We're gonna upset some teams this year.
Yeah, Siena versus everybody. Right?
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly.
There we go.
Talk about the last question. Being a setter and a new coach, how's that going for you?
Well, it's tough. It's three different systems in three different years. My freshman year we ran really high offense, really slow. Last year we ran kind of in the middle, and this year we run real fast. So I haven't had the chance just to find something and just kind of find that rhythm.
Stay with it.
Yeah, and just go with it. So it's been, it's tough for everybody, though. It's a new system 3 years in a row. It's real frustrating for the guys, but the guys just know, the guys just want to win. We just want to win this year, and we're doing really anything we can to win. But going through three different coaches as a setter is tough. New system. Parker's got different things, the past coach that he wants me to do versus the other coaches. So yeah, it's been a constant adjustment, but that's why I like us being a spring sport, because we have the whole fall semester.
Time.
Yeah.
I was going to say you don't play until I believe it was February 2nd is the first game, so there's a little bit of time to get to know that system a lot better. So.
Exactly.
All right, well, we'll take another time out here, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our show with a finishing touch on the men's volleyball program at Siena Heights right here on Saint Sports Weekly.
Besides, that's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Sienna, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to DPCOMM.com/Christmas to learn more.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Wenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. John Roberts and Coach Fred Smith with you here. We are talking men's volleyball this evening, and we head into our final segment of the show with Coach Parker Saenz.
Parker, you know, you talked a little bit about the conference itself. Did you you got here in July. Was the schedule made for you?
Pretty much.
It was. I didn't know.
Yeah, the conference schedule is pretty much set.
Do you play double round robin?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So how many non-conference matches do you play?
We have 24 dates. So yeah. We're looking at playing about 7 or 10. I'm trying to finish our schedule up with a couple little loose ends here and there. But yeah, we'll be about 7 to 10 teams that will face non-conference.
And so do you start conference pretty quick, or do you have
We actually will have to face a conference opponent 2 weeks into the season.
Okay.
Because of schedule changes.
Yeah. So that was what I was gonna ask you, what your philosophy was on pre-conference.
Yeah.
Are you looking to win, or you're looking to figure out your team, or
we're gonna do both?
Yeah.
we're gonna look at both. We're facing first year program Calvin out of Grand Rapids is our first match. We faced them already in a scrimmage, and they're young. They're right. Definitely young, new coach. He comes from a really good volleyball background too, but we're looking to figure ourselves out. We're obviously going to be facing our crosstown rival, Adrian College.
Yeah, and that's a spirited match. Always.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They've actually been doing some open gyms together, doing stuff on their own, so we're trying to bring back that culture there too. So we're going to be doing both, figuring out who we are as a team. This is the first time in for us at Siena that we actually have a preseason. We usually will have a week and then we're playing. This year we've got 3 weeks before we play and 2 weeks of training and to be able to do anything. And it's different. It is very different to be able to what we can go into training and doing more practices 2 days and stuff like that. So
you mentioned somebody, you're going to travel a little bit. Where are you going to go outside the conference? And when you mentioned something about out west a little bit.
Yeah, so we're gonna head to Chicago this year for a tri match, with a team from Wisconsin. We're gonna meet them halfway at and do a split match, and then travel's a little tough with the conference and different things like that. Oh, where else are we going? Our conference travels far, so other than that, we have a couple teams coming to us. Really? Conference-wise, so we'd be either playing teams within our area or we're traveling just a tad bit farther, so just kind of Chicago area.
Well, yeah, looking at your schedule, I mean, you're pretty much Michigan, Indiana, a little bit of Ohio, and maybe some Wisconsin do I see in there somewhere. So, yeah. Great Lakes area.
Yep.
So, okay.
Who is the number one team in the country right now?
Oh, that you've got three teams. You've got about Park. Grandview. What's the other?
Iowa, Benedict, Missouri.
Benedictine Mesa.
Out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep. And then a couple California schools, which are going to be switching Division II in the next couple years, okay. So they may not. But, yeah, those are – out west right now is where the big schools are.
Yep.
And then Iowa. So that's always – Iowa's always been big for men's volleyball.
Hey, man, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank Coach Saenz and – Zach and Rossi for coming in this evening. It was great to talk some men's volleyball Saints style here on Saints Sports Weekly.
Well, you're a veteran at this, John. John's going to hear
I think it's the second time I've done the show.
Seconds, yeah.
Yeah, I think you and I did it once before.
Well,
so
I'm going to say, you're going to
I'm a willing sub. So, all right. We appreciate our sponsors. Thanks for listening to Saint Sports Weekly. After these messages, it'll be high school basketball. John Kane on the call at 7 o'clock. The Hudson Tigers and the Addison Panthers live from Addison High School right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for